Air Force says it's making up the most ground as part of the push in the Defense Department to finally get the military to successfully close financial books. But government auditors say the entire Defense Department effort's at risk because of shortcomings in IT systems. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here with details on where DOD stands as the first of two financial management deadlines approaches. And, Jason, the first deadline is right around the corner. I mean, months away. Why does the Air Force think it's finally on the right track?
Well, let me start off by saying it's got the most ground to make up. It's starting the furthest back. So it's like losing weight or running a marathon, right? The first 5 pounds are always the easiest.
Yeah.
Or the first 5 miles. Else, though, you know, I don't do either very well, run marathons or lose weight.
No comment.
Thank you. But the fact is the Air Force has the most ground to make up. And Jamie Morin says, who is the Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Financial Management and the Comptroller, says the service put money and people behind the problem. Now, Morin tells the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee Tuesday that there's an increased likelihood that the Air Force will indeed make that 2017 deadline to have their financial statements fully auditable and the September deadline of being able to assert audit readiness for their scheduled budgetary activity.
Over the last several years, the Air Force has asserted audit readiness on a variety of processes. You've seen those, including civilian pay, budget authority and distribution, military equipment, spare engines. In some cases, we've received clean bills of health from independent auditors, and in other cases, as with the other services, we've received a list of things that we need to fix, specific control weaknesses, and now we have well-developed plans to resolve those. Your Air Force is strongly committed to this effort. It's the law. We believe it enhances our readiness, and we believe it's an important sign of good financial stewardship. Secretary James, our Secretary of the Air Force, included the audit and making every dollar count as one of her top three priorities for the Air Force. And she wrote recently to key leaders across the Air Force on this and giving them some very specific directions about things they needed to do to help. Our Chief of Staff, General Welsh, has also been a strong supporter and is engaged. And many of our major command commanders, our four-star leadership, have integrated audit readiness into their own personal management control structures in a way that simply wasn't the case years ago.
Just last October, actually, Marin told the Senate Armed Services Committee the Air Force would struggle to meet the 2014 deadline, and 2017 wasn't going to be any easier either. So in many ways, in just the last 6 months, the Air Force has taken specific actions, set specific goals to achieve this audit readiness, and they're actually going through them one by one, which I think leads to this hope by not only the undersecretary, but also the powers that be of in the Air Force.
Well, what is the biggest hurdle that all of these branches have and the DOD as a whole have to get over to get to the 2017 deadline?
It's interesting. It really goes back to the technology remains the biggest hurdle, specifically the Enterprise Resources Planning or ERP systems. Take the Air Force as one example. It's still using the same broad system. They weren't called ERPs back then, but still using this big financial management system from 1968. So we're talking about a 40-year-old system. Now, the Air Force is up to their second attempt to do an ERP. This one's called the Defense Enterprise Accounting Management System, or DEAMS, and it's under development now, and it's going to replace that 40-year-old system. Now, Morin says the service received a positive assessment from the Air Force Operational Test and Evaluation Center on DEAMS as it's currently deployed. It's deployed at 6 bases as of October 1st. Now, the Air Force will complete deployment to all air mobility commands in the next couple of weeks, and then continue to go to other bases going until October 1st. Marin says the Air Force also is on track to complete deployment Air Force-wide before the first financial audit statements begin in 2017. Now, other services are in better shape. The Army is one of those. Robert Speer is the Army's Acting Assistant Secretary for Financial Management and Comptroller. He says the General Fund Enterprise Business System is used by 53,000 service members and civilians at 200 locations worldwide.
An independent public accounting firm recently examined and delivered a report on the General Fund Statement of Budgetary Resources focusing on 2013 transactions within the Army's Enterprise Resource Planning environment. Although not a clean opinion, the independent public accounting firm was able to complete the examination, was able to provide us and confirm confirmation of improvements, and throughout the examination, identify areas we need a corrective action. In response, the Army has been implementing a plan to action to remediate those findings prior to the 2015 audit of scheduled budgetary activities. In addition, during fiscal year 2014, the Army received a clean opinion from a public accounting firm on the examination of real property. There's assets at 23 different Army installations, which accounted for over 50% of the book value of the Army's real property assets. This audit supports the second DOD audit readiness priority, verifying the existence and completeness of our assets.
Now, Spear says one of the approaches the Army is taking to ensure the ERP systems aren't just another black hole and wasted time, like so many we've seen throughout government, is to take the small bites of the apple. Mm-hmm. Spear says the Army examined five different business processes and did it at the first three installations and then adapted them to the General Fund Enterprise Business System, GFIBS. The next year, The service broadened it to 10 installations, did an audit of 8 of those business processes, and again, looked at them and said, are we down the right track? So they're not trying to do them all at once. It's the small bites. And I think that incremental change is really the winning strategy here. But it's not just incremental change. It's the idea of we're changing our business processes. We're not customizing the system. That's where agencies get in trouble, mm-hmm. is always customizing the system. And I think that goal of doing that is really paying off. Now, despite incorporating many lessons learned, government auditors say the lack of quality ERPs still remains their biggest concern.
The reliability of data, or the unreliability of data, certainly complicates the audit process, makes it extraordinarily difficult to get done. If we can't take information from systems on its face value, if we have to spend an excessive amount of time verifying data, that in many cases makes audits undoable. So the continued focus by not just the financial leadership, but the operating leadership, the IT leadership of the department, on implementing those systems and those systems become operationally accurate is critical. So I think the focus has to be on improvement in IT capabilities, not just financial management.
Now, that was John Reimer, the DOD Inspector General. He adds that the associated problems with the ERPs are more than the 140 feeder systems that connect to them. He says often there seems to be a reluctance to change those entry-level systems because it requires such a significant amount of training, and there's a lot of volatility because the legacy systems were built for other purposes other than financial management. Counting dollars is not easy to move in that direction. Asif Khan is the Government Accountability Office's Director of Financial Management and Assurance. He also testified today. He says systems are always a concern, but DOD also needs a workforce that can use those systems, so that's another big challenge.
I hear a lot of apprehension from former DOD financial management officials, from people on the Hill, and even from some folks inside the Pentagon that say, well, we'll be close, they might be close, or even as bleak as they're never going to make it by 2014, 2017. What is the sense officially for the record that we heard from this hearing today?
I'm going to go with the depends on who you ask answer there. Robert Hale is the outgoing comptroller. He says he feels good about both deadlines. The military may not be 100% there by September, where every statement of budgetary readiness will be auditable, but he believes 80 to 90% is a pretty good number, though obviously 100% is their goal. Hmm. And the 2017 deadlines, while still far off, Hale and others feel good about their chances.
So independent auditors have verified progress in many specific areas, but will soon face a broader goal that we're all aware of, audit-ready budget statements by September 2014. By audit-ready, we mean that we have made sufficient progress in processes and data so that we can withstand an independent audit in the view of management. Audit readiness provides most of the benefits of the audit process. The audit itself attests to our success. It's too early to know for sure the audit-ready status for every budget statement by September 30th, because we are still in the process of remediation. We're going to use every moment we have to try to make fixes. However, we expect that most of DOD's budget statements will be ready for audit by September 30th, including statements in all of the military services, and I believe that is an enormous accomplishment for this department. We are finally getting to the real issue of the military services. We had not done that before, and we need to do it.
Hale says DOD will deliver its 9th installment of an audit progress report to Congress later this week. That's a sign of how much effort and focus this audit readiness has. Now, on the other hand, if you ask the auditors, chances are bleak.
It looks increasingly unlikely that DOD is going to be able to meet the auditability goal for 2014 on the complete statement of budgetary resources. There's not enough time to make corrective actions to have an efficient audit of the entire SBR, like NDA asked for. Some of these time slippages are also going to impact the 2017 date as well. More importantly, like Mr. Ryber mentioned, the system issues are going to get in the way if they're not implemented successfully before then. And the other one is the workforce issue. They have to be trained and be ready to support an audit.
Now, that was GAO's Asif Khan, again, the Director of Financial Management Insurance Issues. The IG over at DOD, John Reimer, agrees with Khan that it will be difficult, but has a little more hope, a little more optimistic than Khan does. He says so much of this will depend on those IT systems and whether they, DOD, can get them to work correctly.
Well, and this is something that they've been trying for the entire existence of the Department of Defense is to...
It feels that way, at least, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I mean, and a lot of these they've taken two or three or four cracks at, and so their optimism this time is encouraging on the one hand, but it makes people real skeptical on the other hand because they can say, well, we've seen this movie before.
I think the biggest difference is twofold. Congress is really focusing attention on this. We're seeing these types of hearings every 3, 4, 5 months, and not just with one agency, you know, with the Senate Armed Services or the House Armed Services, but now obviously Carper and Coburn gets involved there too. And then I think the other piece of it is it's really is gotten across to the management that having this financial data makes life so much better because you can make better decisions.
Well, Mark Easton, the Deputy Chief Financial Officer, DOD, told me recently another factor here is the focus on it from the Defense Department or the Defense Secretary. Secretary Gates, Secretary Panetta, and now Secretary Hagel all agree that this is a really important priority. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller, you've got more on federalnewsradio.com.
And more tomorrow morning with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.